To anyone listening to this who is a son or daughter of God, stop being emotionally agitated and preoccupied with being liked. Your life is now in the hands of the one true living God and no one else. From today moving forward, it is not the world's systems, the public, your customer base, or whatever else you have been taught who decides if you will be elected or if your film will make good numbers at the box office or if you will sell enough records or if your business will prosper or any other thing that the world considers success. Besides, there are extremely high chances you are not even operating in the area and career the Lord had predestined for you. And once you align yourself with His will, you will have to die to that life so you can gain your true life, which is His life for you. So why even care? You will never bear fruit if you care about optics and want to uphold a certain reputation. What you stand for now goes against what the world stands for, so you will never be able to please them. We must learn that the place where the Lord's glory is truly felt and recognized according to Him, and where He looks to shower us with His blessings, is in secret, in private, in our hearts. We don't have a name to defend, but only the kingdom of God to serve. We gave up any right to have a name when we answered Christ's call and chose to consecrate ourselves and be sanctified for His glory and to do His work. Now He has written His name on us. Therefore, no matter if it is our names, our faces, our tongues, or even the words that came out of our mouths, that they continue to manipulate to cause us grief, it is irrelevant. We bear Jesus Christ's name now, and it is His name that we stand and live for. Don't allow the evil one to rile you up. He's not worthy of getting a reaction out of you. If we take the bait and react out of anger or bitterness for how we're being treated, we have defiled ourselves and they have won. Moreover, the Lord purposefully allows for these things to happen to us and He uses them to purify our hearts. The more we learn how not to react to these attacks, the more He extinguishes bitterness and anger from our hearts. And as they are extinguished, the eternal life and light we have gained in Christ Jesus is revealed in us for His glory. Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10 says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." As we become more meek and gentle in our spirits, we are becoming more and more like Him, and we are drawn closer to Him. You must allow Him to use the difficult circumstances of your life as a tool to purify your heart. One who has the fear of the Lord paired with a pure heart is the most lethal weapon to the kingdom of darkness. I repeat, one who has the fear of the Lord paired with a pure heart, is the most lethal weapon to the kingdom of darkness. From time to time, I pray a specific set of verses from Psalm 139 to make sure that I am continuously on the journey of the purification of the heart. When I feel like the Lord is taking me to a new level in the spirit, I take a deep breath. Oh Lord, I need that breath. And I pray the following. Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. Pray this prayer, my friend, to the Lord, and watch Him purify you and elevate you in His glory.